I'm finally back in my studio after a few days resting and reading. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Thursday the 28th of May and I'm here with my 26th, I think, micro podcast. Yes, I've been having a few days sitting around not doing very much of anything really. It's been a holiday weekend here in Wales, and when the weekend was over, I didn't particularly want to get back to doing very much. I've been quite tired again recently. And I've been wondering, really, about routine again. I think when I first started these podcasts, I was asking questions about routines and talking about some books that were discussing routine. And I'm still not a lot further along with coming to any sort of conclusion. As people who listen to this probably know, or if you read my blog, you know, that around 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, which basically means I have a very low pool of energy to draw from to get stuff done with. And sometimes are a lot better than others. But even in the very good times, I have to watch what I do. And I constantly hit up against my limits. It's a bit like a rechargeable battery that if you keep recharging it, it gets less and less able to hold a charge. And that's how I am. And for a long time, up until about 18 months ago, I think, perhaps even a bit more than that, that was about a year ago, I was actually functioning very, very well. And then I suppose a few things happened. My mother died, I gave up work, I finished my MA. Quite a lot of stress, I suppose, and my energy has kind of been depleted, I think, by that. So now I'm trying to construct a creative life for myself that fits in with my limited energy. And I'm not terribly good at it, I think. That's the conclusion I've come to over this weekend. I seem to be in the sort of place where I work very hard and then I collapse, which is a very, very old pattern for me. I used to do that a lot, particularly before I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, really before I knew what was going on. I used to push and push myself, get excited about new projects, work very hard, and then collapse. And in the years after my diagnosis, I slowly got better at working at a more sustainable rate. And that did me very well for a very long time. But this last year, especially since September, really, when I gave up work and started working for myself, I found keeping a sustainable level of activity up very, very difficult. And I'd be very open to ideas and to hear how other people kind of construct their lives, I suppose. I'm very lucky. I'm in a position now where I can make my life into the shape that I want it to be in, but I haven't really happened upon the right way of doing that. So if you're an artist and you're listening to this, I'd be very curious to hear how you construct your days, whether you have limited energy or whether you don't. It would still be very interesting, very useful to me to hear. If you'd like to tell me a little bit about how you put yours day together, you can either direct message me on Twitter, I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter, or leave a comment, if you're listening to this on my blog, leave a comment in the comment section below. It would be very, very useful to hear. Today, I've tried to ration myself to a couple of hours work, so I've got out to my studio a couple of hours ago and I've been working, so now it's time to upload today's blog post and have some lunch and have a bit of a rest and see how that serves me for tomorrow. Okay, thanks for listening, and I'd be very interested to hear what you've all got to say. Bye-bye.